we have noticed this meeting to be available online or via our WebEx access. Apologize for the little bit of the delay getting them starting. We had a couple technical difficulties, but I know I've got our team members on the phone, so let's go ahead and since I've opened the meeting, why don't we, I called it to order, why don't we do a quick roll call for those on the phone? I think we've got Judy, Brian, Eric, and Todd, I think, right? So if you could introduce yourselves in that order, that would be wonderful.
Sure. Judy Kim here with OC Public Works, OC Development Services.
Brian Kerna here with OC Development Services Planning.
Hey, good afternoon, Eric Hall representing OC Parks.
And then do we have Todd from OC Fire on the line? Because we did receive a confirmation, correct, Madam Secretary?
Yes, and he did send an email saying to call in from his phone.
Does he show up on the attendees list?
So is he on the attendees list on the screen, Sharon?
I didn't see him up there.
Okay. It says
2-0. There is, just so you're aware, one muted caller that's an attendee. I don't know if that would be that would be him or not. So
Mr. Kerno, we may be voting for your attendance in the room next time for technical support. No, I'm just kidding.
All attendees.
And then I understand we also have a another representative on the phone today from the Land Development Manager.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Is that you, Todd?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So, Todd, if you wouldn't mind, introducing yourself real quickly for the subdivision committee members in attendance.
Say that again.
If you would introduce yourself, please, for the record.
Yes, Todd Letterman, Orange County Fire Authority.
Okay, thank you for participating. Your phone has a little bit of static on it, so if you would please maybe mute or something during the meeting, and then when you're speaking, that would be great.
I can't do either of that. I'm actually on a work phone that is not working correctly. That's why I picked it up. I'm actually picking up the receiver because the hands-free won't work.
Okay.
So,
all right,
I can't even mute you guys if I wanted to.
Well, then speak kindly when you're speaking. Anyway, so I'm going to introduce them. We have the members in the room as well. So, to my right.
Lily Sandberg, I'm the Subdivision Committee Vice Chair.
I'm Dennis Bilodeau, representing Public Works.
Thank you all for that today. This is a pretty good full house. This is probably the largest member attendance that we've had today in a while, so thank you all for your attendance. Looking at the minutes of February 2nd, 2022, have you all had a chance to read those and or if anyone would like to make a motion?
This is Brian Kerno, planning. I will make a motion to approve.
And do we have a second?
Yes, Eric Hall with OC Parks, and I'll be happy to second.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Mr. Kerno and a second by Mr. Hall. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? Hearing no opposed, the minutes are approved unanimously. That moves us on the agenda to discussion items. Sorry, I forgot to also just mention for some just administrative kind of housekeeping in the room. We do have attendees from the public with Jay Bullock with Rancho Mission Viejo. We also have our planning division manager, Justin Kirk, in the room. And of course, Robert Zagara, who will be doing the presentations today. If you wanted a copy of the staff report, that information is available online, but for those of you in the room, Sharon Gilliam, our secretary, has graciously made those available as well in paper format. Just the last other housekeeping items is that for today, we want to speak to the only actions will be taken on items that are on the agenda and have been published. If you wish to speak to a an item that's off the agenda, we do have a section at the end of the agenda for public comments. And I think with that, we'll go ahead and go ahead to the discussion items portion of the agenda. I believe we have item, before I introduce Mr. Zagara, we do have an item, number one, that to keep these meetings virtual, our team will have to, the subdivision committee will have to make the findings as identified on the agenda today. So we have item number one, AB 361, Brown Act virtual meeting. And so we have to vote to continue to meet in person or virtual at our next regularly scheduled subdivision committee meeting. Just as an aside, before we make a motion on that, this motion would require us to meet every 30 days, at least once every 30 days, to keep the virtual meetings going. So, with that said, do I have a motion from any of the team members on item number one?
I'd be happy to make the motion. This is Dennis.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
I will second.
So I've got Lily Sandsberg in the room that beat you all. Sorry about
that.
she will do the second on that, and I've got Dennis on the first. So all in favor of that action, please say aye.
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 Considering most of our team members are online, I'm sure that motion would pass. So unanimously, that item is approved. So now, without further delay, I will reintroduce Mr. Zagara, Robert Zagara, to speak to us on item number two, public hearing vesting tentative tract map 19163. The applicant is Rancho Mission Viejo, and for those of us in the room, and I guess online, you can also see the presentation that he has prepared for us. So, Mr. Zagara.
Thank you. The project site, for the proposed map is located in the eastern portion of Sedbury 3.2 of the Ranch Plan Community. In southeastern unincorporated Orange County, east of Gobernador Canyon and north of Ortega Highway, in the 5th Supervisorial District.
Sorry. Now please don't interfere with our connection with that remote.
I thought I did.
It's not
No,
it's
sorry about that, little technical difficulty. The master area plan and subarea plans for plan areas 3 and 4 were originally approved on February 25, 2015 by the Planning Commission and revised administratively on May 22, 2017. On September 11, 2019, the Planning Commission approved amendments and revisions to the master area plans and subarea plans for PAs 3 and 4, which reflect the applicant's plan to develop plan area 3 in smaller phases. Track 17932 was recorded on December 22nd, 2021 for the western portion of subarea 3.2, identified as subarea 3.2A. Rough grading is currently underway for subarea 3.2A, and builder level B vesting tentative track maps are currently in plan check. The eastern portion of subarea 3.2, also known as subarea 3.2B, is currently being mass graded. The applicant has submitted vesting tentative track map 19163 for subarea plan 3.2B, which is the next level of entitlement for the development of subarea plan 3.2. The proposed A vesting tentative tract map is a subdivision of 51.73 acres into 60 numbered lots for residential development, a recreation area and community monument signage, and 19 lettered lots for open space and landscape slopes. Of the 60 numbered lots, 55 are designated for residential development, one lot for a recreation area, and four lots are designated for community monument signage. Access to the track will be provided by Legato Road and future Pablo Way. And internal track access will be provided by a central public collector street, which is known as Williams Way, and a subsystem of public and private residential level streets. The track map includes a recreation area located on Lot 18 in the center of the project, adjacent to residential developments. And residential lots are proposed throughout the project site with the intent of being further subdivided through future merchant builder vesting tentative track maps for the development of a total of 545 dwelling units. As previously noted, the proposed project is located in the eastern portion of subarea 3.2. The overall subarea plan for 3.2 was approved for the development of a total of 102 gross acres with a maximum of 805 residential dwelling units. Track 17932 was approved for development of the western portion of subarea 3.2, which encompasses the development of 59.55 gross acres and 279 dwelling units. The current map proposed vesting tentative track map 19163 is now proposing the development of 51.73 gross acres and 545 dwelling units for the western portion of subarea 3.2. This equates to a total of 111.28 gross acres and 824 total units within subarea plan 3.2B. Plan 3.2. Staff notes that the proposed development within vesting tentative 19163 exceeds the maximum development permitted for subarea 3.2 by 19 units and 9.28 gross acres. This is also evident on the plans as the boundary line between subarea 3.2 and 3.3 is depicted on the track map and reflects the track boundary for vesting tentative track map 19163 extending beyond the subarea 3.2 boundary. This is shown on the exhibit here. Per the ranch plan, PC Tech section 2A4E, any revision proposing to increase or decrease the number of acres assigned to a planning subarea shall be offset by a corresponding increase or decrease of acreage to the affected planning subareas. Such adjustments are considered a necessary and routine result of the more refined planning process. As noted, the total approved dwelling unit count for subarea 3.2 will be exceeded by 19 units, which equates to 2.3%, exceeds by 2.3%. Per the ranch plan PC Tech section 2A4F, any revision to reallocate the number of dwelling units from one planning area to another by 10% or less shall require an amended statistical table and area plans subject to the approval of the deputy director. Therefore, the development proposed under vesting tentative track map 19163 will require amendments to the area plans for subarea 3.2 3.3, and also revision updates to the PC statistical table. Staff has included condition of approval number 8 to require the necessary amendments be approved by the applicant prior to the submittal of any final maps for vesting tentative track map 19163. In regard to project comments and public noticing, copies of the tentative map application submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants, including Land Development Division, Traffic and Development, Inspection Services, Operations and Maintenance, Building Safety, OC Survey, and the Orange County Fire Authority. Through a collaborative effort with county staff, the applicant adequately addressed all comments. As of writing the staff report, no further comments have been received by any county divisions. A notice of public meeting was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on February 4th, 2022. Additionally, notices were posted at the project site, at the Orange County Hall of Administrations, and at the County Administration South Building as required by established public meeting posting procedures. And no public comments have been received to date. In regard to CEQA compliance, the proposed project is covered by a previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, certified on November 8, 2004, and subsequent addendums 1.0, 1.1, the Planning Area 2 addendum, and addendum 3.1. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the Orange County 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1, for projects where a previous environmental document is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for proposed A vesting tentative track map 19163. Upon review of the subject submittal, staff supports approval of the applicant's proposed vesting tentative tract map 19163 pursuant to the Orange County Subdivision Code, Orange County Codified Ordinance, Subarticle 5, Process and Procedures for Tentative Maps. Therefore, Land Development recommends that the Subdivision Committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. Also, staff would like to note that there is a minor typo on the report date on the title of the page, and this will be corrected on the final report sent for final signatures. With that, this concludes staff's presentation, and staff and the applicant are available for any questions the Subdivision Committee may have. Thank you.
Alrighty. So before I open the public hearing, do any of my colleagues on the committee have any questions for Mr. Segarra? So I guess I do have one procedural question. So I understand that you've added the condition number 8 to address the sub-area plan amendments. I guess it's more of a procedural question. Have we done this before in this order? Because my understanding would be that the approval of the statistical table would be approved by the deputy director prior to approving the map, so that we would have the ability to approve the number of units of this map, because this is a vesting tentative map, so it would set forth a vesting approval. I'm sure the director would probably approve it. I just didn't know if it was a concurrent processing item or the order. So my question is, sounds like you're planning to do that prior to the final map, so I'd like a little understanding or clarification on why that process is put in place. And my second question would be, is this a precedent that we've done this before? So, and you don't have to answer right this moment, but those would be kind of where I'm at before we would take a vote. But
I could answer now.
Okay.
So, yes, we have done a similar process before in subarea 2.1 and 2.2. The reason being that when these subdivisions come in, they sometimes change in real time, and I know the applicant can provide some additional comments on this as well. So in order to keep the project moving forward, the applicant is comfortable with the conditional approval that prior to any final maps coming in that we need to address this. And should any discrepancies come before the director approves that, then they would be revisions to the vesting tentative tract.
Okay, and I guess that would be kind of where you see where I'm going is, and I'm glad you kind of mentioned that, is that if the statistical table needed to be adjusted, the applicant would understand that we would need to come back and do a revision to these tentative maps, and because it might modify a condition that could require a public hearing again. Okay. And I'm sure the applicant has a lot to say on this when he has maybe some additional information to add and during the public comments period. But okay, so we've also got another question or comment in the room from Mr. Bilodeau.
Yeah, just so everyone's aware, you'll notice on the map there's a couple of knuckles on the street on Williams Way, which are kind of unusual. You don't usually see those on the interior of a housing tract. In the alternative design standards, this is actually allowed, but there's going to be a parking restriction on the inside of the curve of both of those knuckles because the curve radius is less than ideal. So that'll be something that will be addressed when we get the street improvement plan. But there'll be no parking allowed on the inside of the knuckles on both of those curves. So I just wanted to point that out because it's kind of an unusual feature.
So Mr. Bilodeau, would that be something that should be identified in the conditions of approval or a note on the map, or how is that being addressed?
Well, I think Mr. Bullock's aware of it, and I know that when it comes up through plan check, if it's not there, we're going to put it on the plan. Let me put it to you that way. I'm not sure what the proper process would be. But in the alternative design standards, there's actually an exhibit in the binder that shows this exact condition.
Right.
So it's.
But does the ADS also identify the restriction on parking?
Yeah, that's specifically what it's for.
Okay, so it does identify.
It identifies there's no parking allowed on the inside of the curb.
Then I believe that has been addressed in the staff report with the alternative development.
Yeah, I think if they have to adhere to the standard, yep. then it's identified already.
All right, thank you for your comment. Appreciate that. All right, any other comments from fellow members on the phone, on the line?
This is Brian, Brian Kerner, Land Use Planning here. Yeah, just wanted to echo Larry's comment on it, since, of course, the only types of conditions we can put on a tentative map basically need to be satisfied prior to recordation of a final map, as long as the applicant's aware, which I'm sure they are, but just to, you know, for the record here, that the other process, of course, does need to occur, and it looks like prior to the actual submission of the final map, then that findings would force the applicants got to proceed at their own risk at that, since it is a quasi unknown since that action has not occurred yet.
Thank you, Mr. Kerno. Anything else from fire or planning or other members, parks at this time?
Yeah, nothing from OC Parks at this time. Thank you.
So hearing
nothing from OCFA.
Okay. So hearing no other comments, I will go ahead and open the public hearing. So I believe we have Mr. Bullock here. I think we know how to spell your name at this point. So go ahead and just introduce yourself for the record. And I believe you're representing the applicant today.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Alonso. Can everyone hear me okay?
Can you guys hear him on the phone, or does he need to get closer?
I can hear him.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Great, thank you.
I got to speak for the group.
thank you, Mr. Zagara, for an excellent staff report. And I just do have a couple of brief responses to the questions that have come up regarding the condition of approval and all the conditions of approval we are aware of and are in support of. All the conditions specific to condition 8, the area plan lines were drawn in 2018, and as we move into the actual implementation of planning area 3, the phasing and the lines have changed a bit, but not the intensity of development. And so I guess I would only point out that in response to the question, is it appropriate to move forward with this as a condition of approval as opposed to having done the administrative amendment that's allowed by the PC text to the Severia lines. The thought was that the rubber really doesn't meet the road in terms of the dwelling units until the B maps. This is just an A map. So there aren't any dwelling units per se being proposed at this time. So that gives us plenty more time on the calendar to actually make this amendment before the builders start to come before your committee with their tentative track maps that would actually be the home sites. So I hope that clarifies why the timing may have been determined as it has been. And it's a fairly routine, simple amendment that I think if we had felt the need to, we would have done it immediately. But the thought was that there was a precedent and there was time. On ADS 818, that traffic engineer Bilodeau referenced, the modified knuckle, not only will we be limiting parking in those areas by signage, but given our work with Public Works throughout the entirety of the planning community, and particularly in the northern part of Essentia and PA2, we have now changed our own internal methodology of working with our builders on their site development permits adjacent to a road like this, which is a collector road. And we are basing none of the parking in the surrounding neighborhoods that will come before the committee later this year, and the site development permits that may or may not come before the ZA. None of those projects will be taking advantage of, so to speak, parking along that Williams Way. So while there won't be no parking signs along Williams Way, not only would there be no problem with the ADS limiting parking, but there really won't be a lot of demand for parking out on that street. will somebody park out there someday, maybe, but not along the knuckles. And with that, I would just say that we appreciate staff's work, and if there are any other questions or if you'd like any other comments from me on what we've talked about thus far, just let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Is it also safe to make the assumption or understand that this is the A vesting tentative tract map with Rancho Mission Viejo, and so when the builders come in, they will also do a second A map vesting and then a final builders map, a B map, or will they go straight from this
straight,
map to builders B finals? Okay.
Straight to B, sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to make sure. Because if there was two, then we'd have that inconsistency of tentative, so that's where I was going. So thank you for that answer.
Sure.
Alrighty, any other, does anyone else have any questions for the members for Jay at this time? I guess Mr. Bullock. Alrighty, and are there any other any members of the public or anyone else that wish to speak that are online on the phone? And seeing none in the room, I will go ahead and close the public hearing. Thank you. For item one. I do just have a couple of comments. I want to say thank you, Mr. Bilodeau, for confirming that the ADS did include your comment for the new parking area, and also Mr. Bullock for also confirming the understanding of that as well. And thank you to both Mr. Zagara and Jay for the extra understanding or elaboration on the statistical table. I guess I can understand where multiple tentative tract maps and a lot of moving parts, it would be easier to do the statistical table and true up. But just as Mr. Curnow also kind of stated, wanted to make sure that it is prior to the submittal and as it reads in the condition. My other comment I would just ask is that on the final staff report, and maybe this could be included in if we were to make the action to move forward for approval, is that the conditions of approval that are technically custom conditions, such as number 8, and then I think maybe there might be another one as well that's custom to this track, be identified as custom versus standard, just so that it helps future implementation, and anybody that's going to be looking at the plan checks, they'll be drawn to those items when they're doing future plan checks. So those are my comments. Anybody else in Lily or Dennis?
I do not have any.
Okay. And then Mr. Curnow, Ms. Kim, Todd, and or Mr. Hull on the line. Are there any comments before?
No questions from me, thank you.
Nothing from me.
Nothing from OCFA.
And is there anyone that would like to make a motion on this item? And if I may ask that the motion would also include the technical items, the updates to some of the text, right? There was a text correction, and also the, which will be fixed, and then also the identifying the custom conditions on whoever makes the motion. Please include that in your action, if you were to.
This is Brian with the OC Development Service Planning. I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the action as stated in the staff report with the modifications as identified by Mr. Zagara and the additional items identified by the chair. And I think that should cover it.
So we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
This is Eric from OC Parks. We'll be happy to make the second.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. So all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
And hearing unanimously approved. So that item is unanimously approved. So nice job on item number one. So Mr. Zagara, moving on to item number two. I believe you have a staff report presentation for us as well.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Vesting Tentative Tract Map 19149 is located on lots 40 through 51 and lots N, U, W, X, and LL of A Tract Map 17932. The applicant for the proposed map is Rancho Beach and Viejo, PA3 Development LLC.
Okay.
This vesting tentative track map is one of four e-maps proposed in subarea 3.2A of the ranch plan. The exhibit shown here shows all of the subarea 3.2A as well as subarea 3.1 to the south, and the track maps of subarea 3.1 that were previously approved by the subdivision committee. The proposed vesting tentative track map, this is 19150. The proposed vesting track map 19150 being discussed today is shown highlighted in yellow on this exhibit. The exhibit also shows recently approved vesting tentative track maps 19149 and 19151, and future vesting tentative track map 19152, which is being scheduled for the March 2nd subdivision committee meeting. The proposed vesting tentative track map 19150 is a subdivision of a 9.06 acre site into 78 legal lots. Of the 78 lots, 56 will be numbered lots for planned concept single family detached dwellings, 6 lettered lots for usable project open space, and 11 lettered lots for private alleys, and 5 lettered lots for landscape slopes and open space areas. Pedestrian and vehicular access to the track will be provided via Sunrise Road, and the track map has been designed to create individual lots for planned concept single family dwellings oriented around private alleys. The residential lots will range in size from 3,446 square feet to 6,509 square feet, and the project will have a net residential density of 8.1 dwelling units per acre. This is in compliance with Ranch Plan Alternative Development Standard D8, which allows for planned concept residential lots greater than 3,000 square feet if the project has a net density greater than 8 dwelling units per acre. Internal access for the project for the track is provided via Sunrise Road, which is a public cul-de-sac street that runs through the track. Private alleys providing direct access to the individual units and have been designated as lots A through K. Lettered lots L through N, U, and V are designated for landscape slopes, and lots O through T are designated for usable project open space. In regards to project comments and public noticing, copies of the tentative map application submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants, including land development, traffic and development, inspection services, operations and maintenance, building and safety, OC survey, and the Orange County Fire Authority. Through a collaborative effort with county staff, the applicant adequately addressed all comments, and as of writing of this staff report, no further comments have been received by any county divisions. Notice of public meeting was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on February 4th, 2020. Additionally, notices were posted at the project site and also at the Orange County Hall of Administration and at the County Administration South Building, as required by established public meeting posting procedures. No public comments have been received to date. In regards to CEQA compliance, the proposed project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, certified on November 8, 2004, and subsequent addendums 1.0, 1.1, Planning Area 2 addendum, and addendum 3.1. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the Orange County 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual, Section 13.1, for projects where a previous environmental document is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearances are not required for proposed VE vesting tentative track map 19150. Upon review of the subject submittal, staff reports the approval of the applicant's proposed vesting tentative track map 19150, pursuant to the Orange County Subdivision Code, Orange County Codified Ordinances, Subarticle 5, Processing Procedures for Tentative Maps. Therefore, Land Development recommends that the Subdivision Committee take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. And this concludes the staff presentation, and staff and the applicant are available for any questions regarding this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zagara. Any comments or comments or questions for Mr. Zagara before we, or for staff, before we open the public hearing?
Not for me, no.
I see Mr. Dennis Bilodeau admiring the lovely cul-de-sac there on this map, is what I believe I'm seeing you witness. Okay. Alrighty, so let me go ahead and open the public hearing. Hello, Mr. Bullock.
Hello, Jay Bullock from Rancho Vishnejo, representing the current landowner, Rancho Vishnejo, representing the future landowner, Lennar Homes, and also representing the land ownership for 300 foot around the site, which was what was noticed for public hearing. And thank you, Robert, for an excellent staff report. I just have one question. Help me recall, because I keep forgetting to mention that it'd be nice when the staff reports are put out that the conditions of approval can be included in those. Are there any custom conditions of approval on these?
I believe they are posted on.
Oh, I could probably go online.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
this is Brian. I just want to let you know that it's kind of hard to hear Mr. Bullock right now.
You cannot hear Mr. Bullock? Okay, so.
He's very quiet.
Okay, so in summary, he was just he was asking the question I might have asked was, are there any custom conditions of approval? And then basically there, before he accepts all the conditions of approval, he wanted to do that. And then he also asked if the conditions of approval are printed out, and we don't provide all the attachments in the handouts in the room, but they are available online, so he has his laptop. And hopefully he's seen these reports and conditions before today, so it should not be a surprise.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure. I paraphrased all the items that he spoke on, so there's something else, Mr. J. Bullock, please add.
Planner Zagar. Having seen the conditions of approval, the applicant accepts the conditions, and I'm here to answer any questions on behalf of either Rancho Vishnejo or Lennar.
So any questions from the committee?
No.
Hey. This is Dennis. I'll just add that on the fire master plan, I'm thinking that there will be no parking allowed in that cul-de-sac based on OCFA's current standards. I know that's been in flux, but it's my understanding now. Because I believe there's going to be a median island in the median, I don't think they're going to allow parking there. But again, this is not the street improvement plan, so that's not relevant, but I just thought I would say that.
Sure. So Mr. We have a representative from the fire department on the line as well. So Todd, do you want to speak to that, and then we can direct the question back to the applicant?
It was discussed today. There's in speaking with Chief Kerbrat today, did they want to do a trial, which means taking out one of the trucks to see if they can navigate based upon the information that was given to us of how they wanted to set up that cul-de-sac to see if it would actually work. So really there isn't any real comment to that at this point until we can figure out if it could actually be done. If it can't be done, then we have to look at what is allowed by the standards and what is allowed by the state. So that's currently what I have.
So, Mr. Letterman, just to clarify, are you only speaking to the parking piece, or the actual cul-de-sac would work from the fire trucks?
Well, if it's what I'm understanding by Mr. Bullock, is the cul-de-sac that's in question, that has been in question for the last couple of weeks. We have been discussing that, as with Jay has been discussing it with Chief Gerbrat. So it really hasn't been finalized at this point.
So the approved fire master plan that we're looking at with the fire stamp on it is approved or is not approved?
That is approved. It's moving forward into the rest of the tracks that are coming up.
Okay, so for track map 19150, are you saying that you're doing a trial run on that cul-de-sac or something else? Or should I direct the question back to the applicant.
There wasn't a lot of clarity in what was just stipulated based only by the comment of the cul-de-sac. There has been cul-de-sacs in question based upon the specific plan, and that has not had any real resolve, but the vested tentative tract map 19150 is approved.
Okay, so we've got some comments. So Mr. Bullock, would you like to address the comments that have been raised by traffic as well as help clarify what has been presented by fire as well before we close the hearing and move to an action?
Yes. Yes, thank you. So there is, to my understanding, no question about track 1915. There is an approved fire master plan that the applicant, Lennar, has agreed to no parking at the end of this cul-de-sac. And this is an age-qualified project. There isn't a lot of parking demand on this particular street. So I just want to put a period on that, and for today's hearing, I don't think there is any question or issue. New paragraph.
So, okay. No, thank you, Mr. Bullock. And I also just want to interject as well, Mr. Bilodeau, our traffic representative, has highlighted and pointed out on the fire master plan there are the no parking signs. So I think there has been a clarification on there is no parking on that, and the fire master plan is approved for this track map. So next paragraph, if you wish to.
And just yes. A very brief, maybe just an additional sentence. Thank you, Mr. Letterman, for pointing out that there is an ongoing discussion, and specifically what it is about is two items that are, one is, has been long approved, that is Alternative Development Standard A19, which has for decades been in place all the way back to Ladera Ranch, 38-foot cul-de-sac radii, including a raised median landscape centerpiece that can have trees as long as they're up out of the way of vehicles, emergency vehicles, and allowing parking. OCFA has pointed out that there is a state requirement of 40-foot cul-de-sac radii with no parking in state responsibility areas. And this particular project is in the state responsibility area. That particular standard is a one-size-fits-all across the entire state, not particularly geared toward master plan communities. We were pointing out that we may be willing to compromise where in our community where a cul-de-sac is near the wildland edge to meet the wildfire intent of that state requirement that no parking would be allowed. But that's just a discussion that's going on right now. And so that's what Mr. Letterman is referring to in the context of that is not only the alternative development standard, which we had intended to update anyway to raise the radii to 40 foot from 38 foot across the board, regardless of whether it's near the wildland edge. But we're in the process of updating for the third time in a series of keeping up to date with our ranch plan fire protection program, the entire community's requirements. And we will, the context of the end result of this discussion will be an approval of that. And that'll come back to the county also. That needs to be not only approved by OCFA, but by Public Works. So
I believe that might even, I think they usually share that with the subdivision committee, and then I think it goes to Planning Commission possibly as well, if the ADSs are updated.
Yeah, you're right. The ADS, it depends on the nature of the ADS, who the decision maker is, but you're exactly right. Subdivision committee is sometimes the approving authority of certain standards, and I believe this would be one of those, or the county engineer or Planning Commission.
Right. There's a lot of flexibility in the ranch plan, and so it identifies the approving authorities appropriately. So thank you for that. So just for clarification, I think what we have heard today for our committee is that future looking at a redesign possibly up to the 40-inch radii is not on this vesting tenant track map. It's on a future discussion. And so please confirm, Mr. Letterman from the fire department, that this approved fire master plan as presented to us today for the committee is adequate so we can move on an action.
It has been approved.
Thank you. Okay. And thank you, Mr. Bullock. So any other comments before I close the hearing? Alrighty. So we've closed the public hearing. Any other comments from the committee at this time? I believe we took care of a lot of clarifications in the last few minutes. So, and then if there's anyone on the committee that would like to make a motion.
I will. Lily Sandberg, I make the motion to approve vesting tentative track map 19150, subject to the findings and conditions of approval outlined in the staff report.
Alrighty, and do we have a second?
This is Dennis Bellotto. I'll second the motion.
Alrighty, so all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And then any opposed? Hearing none, the item is approved unanimously by the committee. And again, thank you very much to Robert Segarra and also Mr. Blick for answering all of our comments and questions. So that moves us to the public comment period public comment section of the agenda today. Are there any other members of the public that are on the phone that wish to speak or address the committee? Are there any other members in the room? No. The only thing I would comment here for us and the committee is that if there's no subdivision items anticipated for the next scheduled meeting so that we can continue to meet virtually, we will have to have a quorum to make that finding. So that would be number one. We could also consider using one of the meetings, a future meeting, for a presentation on Brown Act training if the committee desires. And I'm just gonna throw this out there to our member of the public. Maybe this might be a good opportunity for a presentation from Rancho Mission Viejo on kind of upcoming things that the items may see. So, yes. Or if Ms. Gilliam has something to offer as well.
I'm just gonna add that we do have items for March 2nd.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, something to think about for future meetings, but it sounds like we do have items on March 2nd already, and but still that offer is out there if you would like to participate, or that would be greatly appreciated by, I'm sure, by the committee, just to see it up and coming, or any kind of presentation on
sure.
The existing, where the ranch develops. Take us on a virtual tour, I guess, of the ranch without us having to go out there. So.
I'd love to have you out on a real tour if the subdivision committee would like to do that.
Well, we probably have to agendize a meeting on that, so we'll talk about that one. Yeah, so I don't know. That'll be our virtual meeting on site, I guess, at the ranch. So anyways, okay. Thank you, Mr. Bullock, for entertaining that request. And thank you, Ms. Secretary Gilliam, for letting us know that we do have items, so on March 2nd. Well then, with that said, I will adjourn the meeting till our next regularly scheduled meeting, March 2nd. And everyone have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.